DW.
Hier das erste schon nach 11 Minuten durch Thomas Müller. Mit seinem insgesamt schon fünften WM-Tor.
The last time I watched a World Cup match, it was a bit of a spectacle. Not the me watching so much, although now I come to think of it, but more the feverish on-pitch action that saw Germany hammer Brazil 7-1. I'd watched it as a gesture of goodwill to a friend of mine and learnt afterwards that it was a legendary match, sporting slaughter, a stadium tragedy, the greatest humiliation in Brazil's footballing history. You get the picture, which is more than I can say I did. For all I knew, it was run-of-the-mill stuff. But then when it comes to football or soccer or whatever it's called where you are, I freely admit I don't know much. Except perhaps that my watching seems to act like some kind of wildly lucky charm for my adopted home. About that. This year will be my first World Cup as a new German. And it's been put to me by fans of the sport that I now face a tough choice in deciding which country to support. Dilemmas, dilemmas. Or actually not so much, because I don't like football. Not even a little bit. Not even the World Cup, for which most non-enthusiasts are happy to make an exception. At least I'm loyal to my dislike. But before I cast myself as the all-time party-pooping, parade-raining fun sponge, let me add that I do like the sense of soccer-soaked ecstasy that fills Berlin's streets, bars and parks during the weeks of major tournaments, especially when Germany's doing well, which it usually seems to be until at least the latter stages. Though how would I, a World Cup refusenik, know? Because for all the cool of its regular exterior, Germany becomes a mill of expression, a pond of emotion, when a band of men in white shirts start kicking a ball around in its name. There's no way in this city of endless public screenings not to hear the cheers that follow a goal, the collective sighs that denote a near miss, the silent retreat to lick the wounds of defeat, and the fireworks that screech and boom in celebration of a victory.
We'll go on getting back, as I'm getting back, as I'm getting back.
But what I really don't like about the whole event is the nationalism it brings to the surface. Much was made during and after the 2006 World Cup, which was hosted by Germany, of how it marked a turning in the country's ability, long years after the horrors of the Second World War and a fair few after the fall of the Berlin Wall, to finally embrace its unified self and acknowledge a sense of national pride. That pride has taken an unsavory turn in the past couple of years, giving rise to the far-right alternative for Germany, whose followers were told on Twitter by one football-friendly Berlin bar that they're not welcome at screenings during the World Cup, or at any other time for that matter. The landlady's announcement unleashed a predictable social media backlash around the theme of undemocratic exclusion. Sport and politics, it's often said, just don't mix. But sometimes it's an inevitable cocktail. And the very fact that this World Cup is being staged in Russia at a time of such tense relations with the West is a case in point. If anything, that gives it an added layer of interest. But when the whistle blows for Germany's first match on Sunday, and yes, I did look that up, I still won't be watching. I plan to remain very much on the sidelines, casually observing the score by means of street sounds, and remaining eternally loyal to my dislike. Unless, of course, my adopted home really needs a lucky charm.
DW.